Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reacting to the thought that maybe, in fact, the Giants would still, this was the thought last year, and then Paul Schwartz again on the Post had it. It was, you know, last night, I guess this morning, whatever the news you get this day, but you know, nowadays, but you wake up to the back page of the Post and it's saying split ticket, with the idea of maybe the Giants deciding to keep Joe Shane and moving on from Brian Daboll, which to me would be even the worst disaster, BT, than we would have thought initially if they were to keep them both beyond this year. I still haven't heard somebody make a good argument for Joe Shane. Callers have tried, and I guess everybody's entitled to their opinion. You could have your reasons why you'd want to believe in Joe Shane. I don't know how anybody can watch this team play for the last 4 years and look at the roster and see how guys have regressed, see how guys have been bust, and see how guys would even, the most talent, it still hasn't resulted in good football. So I just don't understand how anybody could make the case, especially for Joe Shane, but really keeping the tandem together.
It's pretty basic stuff. A general manager is hired to build a roster. And when you build a roster, you draft guys and you sign guys and you cut guys. And does anybody think that this roster is good? I mean, you know, there's a degree of underachievement on the defensive side for sure, but no, I mean, we've gone through this chapter and verse. Some of the wrong money that's been thrown in the wrong direction. And he hasn't whiffed on everything. Nobody's saying that he's failed on everything here. But, I mean, this is now basically a four-year snapshot of roster building and trying to will and trying to push this franchise out of the doldrums. And they haven't yet done it. So I'm with you. I'm open to it. This is not a hit piece. This is not us trying to, you know, just get rid of Joe Shane. We want the Giants to do well. It's more fun. It's better. Trust us, guys. I always tell you that. Just like with the Jets, all these teams. But when it's not good, we're going to tell you. And we don't really need to tell you, except those of you who seemingly are still a little locked into Joe Shane doing a better job than you and I perceive him to have done so far.
Well, the Giants might need to be told here.
I mean,
if they're the ones who are thinking about this.
That's really all that matters. I'm still not fully buying it. Again, it's not to dispel the report. Yeah. I'm not here to, you know, listen, you got sources, you do your thing, whatever, and he's been doing this for a long time. Common sense tells me that unless they are blind, and then there's no way that they can look at this objectively and not feel this as an abject failure on almost every single level. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. That's where I would think that they would be at. That's where most of the fans are at. For those who aren't, that's why the world spins differently, different opinions.
Dan is in Mystic, Connecticut. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Dan. You got it, buddy. What's happening?
Long-time Giants fan, and it's been egregious to watch the team for the last 10 years, and I completely agree with you guys on all accounts about Daboll and Shane have to be gone. What do you guys think the real possibility is? And I've been thinking about this a lot, about Belichick coming to the Giants. I know people throw it out there and it kind of goes back and forth, but, you know, with the way the team is, and I completely agree that, you know, there's got to be a huge, complete shift in culture. And I've never been a hotshot coordinator kind of fan. I think it's a huge gamble. I definitely want an established coach. And the only two guys I can think of, either Belichick or maybe John Gruden. So, thanks for taking my call. I just want to hear your thoughts.
You got it, Danny. Appreciate the call. Those are two names we've thrown out there. You know, listen, it's just apparent. Any documentary, anything on Bill Belichick, his reverence for the Giants organization is as deep as anybody on the planet. I mean, it really, he loves the New York Giants. He reveres them. So, if he's coming in with the decision-making power, if the Giants were even open to this, which I have no idea if they would be, I would be on some level for sure. I don't like him as a GM. I don't want him making real decisions in terms of the personnel. He has not distinguished himself in that enough in that regard to be that guy. As the coach, it's Bill Belichick. If he wants to come coach, how do you not have a conversation with the guy?
Here's the advice that I would give to Giants fans who say, no, they don't want a part of it. Look at the idiot loser Atlanta Falcons. That loser pathetic franchise that has the worst loss in the history of the sport hung on their resume, okay? They chose Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick, who actually wanted the job. Belichick wanted the job. Good owner with Arthur Blank.
He did want the job.
For whatever reason, I don't know the inner workings there, but...
I think he wanted too much power,
okay?
Honestly.
Fair enough. And the Falcons decided, you know what, we're going to go with Raheem Morris. And to me, that was actually the nail in my coffin as a fan. I didn't go nuts. I was like, I can see why they would go with Morris here. Like, I get it. Younger guy, new age, football the way that we are. Morris was a guy who had experience before. He was thought to be a good head coach when he first got hired with the Bucs. Like, I could see the potential. They worked his way back up as a coordinator, was familiar with Atlanta, was the interim head coach there for a little bit. I could understand the hire. However, I wanted Belichick because it's Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, coming to your pathetic franchise and going to try to lift them out of the abyss. And I know for certain that they would be a better team had Bill Belichick been running things. Okay, but they didn't do that. So now if you're the Giants and you're saying, well, Belichick wasn't good in New England, which is true at the end, obviously, which is true. Belichick's been a total disaster at North Carolina, also true. Can't dispute that. However, the Giants are at a spot as a franchise to where, for me, if I say I'm trying to eliminate the question marks, there are no question marks for me in the NFL with Bill Belichick. And even if you want to bring some up, there's still fewer question marks with him than there are with literally anybody else. Gruden, Vrabel, bring up all those guys. I'm not saying that certain guys couldn't be better or different with new age stuff. I'm saying that right now, I don't know how you wouldn't say, I'm going to do whatever I can to go get Belichick. Let him bring in his people, whether it's Lombardi or whoever he trusts. Hey, maybe Dimitroff. We had Dimitroff in here. Maybe he wants to go back and be a GM. I'd consider that. Now, I'll tell you this. Thomas Dimitroff is a better general manager. Like, Joe Shane is a fraction, to steal words from the great Mad Dog Russo, a pimple on the fanny. Joe Shane is a pimple on the fanny of Thomas Dimitroff as a general manager. So the fact that you could just, like, they can do better. That to me would be, we talked about him with the Jets. He got interviewed.
We had him in studio.
So, and that's just one guy, and I know there's familiarity because he comes from the New England way. Point is, there are plenty of guys out there that Belichick can bring in to run the front office and be a collaborative effort.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And then have him be the head coach. I think that's probably the best option for the Giants.
This version of Bill Belichick terrifies me. That's the problem, man. I mean, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's pathetic. Now, I know that the college game's very different. You've got to have the roster. You've got to have the NIL. I get it. It's not quite the same. But, I mean, I hate to say it, but is he bringing her? I mean, because we can't have the circus here. We just can't have
well,
it.
Well, that's a different story. I don't want to get into his personal life. I know that's
a huge
thing here. She certainly can't be front and center.
His personal life, he makes it public.
I understand. Well,
if she's parading around on the he's allowing it. Yeah. So, you know, he's complicit here. I mean, she's parading around on the sidelines, the photographs, the pictures. Every interview he does, she's right next to him. So it's not like I have a camera in his house and I'm going into his personal life. I'm reacting to what he's showing the world, which at this point is nothing that I think would benefit the New York Giants
Take her out of it, that dynamic.
Okay, which is a tough dynamic to remove because I'm not sure that he would, but I will for the moment. Would I still be? I would be open to it, not as much as you, because the one thing that I can't prove, and this is a very general thing, and it sounds disrespectful, it's not, because I love Bill Belichick, I revere him. Has the game passed him by? And I don't know the answer to that. Well, I wish I did.
But I'd rather find out. Especially when you have the quarterback in place. This is not a total rebuild
here. I know.
And there are players in defense. Like, you're telling me you don't think Bill Belichick...
Defense would be so much better. I have no doubt about that.
Okay, and that means that their record would be better. And the one thing that he couldn't do in New England post-Tom Brady, because he did it pre-Tom Brady, he did select Brady. Like, he should get credit for that. Draft, develop. That's what they did. You know, Bledsoe obviously before that, but draft and develop Brady. It's not his fault that he selected the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, that's the penalty. Well, yeah, but he couldn't win without Brady. Well, he picked the guy. He picked him. I mean, it wasn't like Joe Montana fell into his lap. He went out there, picked him, drafted him, developed him, whatever, made the decision to go for him, even against public thought with Bledsoe, whatever, a popular decision. Anyway, the one thing that he couldn't do in the end was find a quarterback to replace Brady, whether it was Garoppolo, they had to move on from him.
Brissett was there for a minute.
Cam Newton. Yeah, well, Brissett. And he was winning with some backups over the years for Brady. Cam Newton, obviously Mac Jones. Mac Jones had success elsewhere. So there were, that to me was the biggest issue. And that's not an issue with the Giants because they have Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
So you're eliminating, to me, the biggest question mark from Belichick. Give me, now we could do this over the course of, you know, the rest of the winter here, on the rest of the season, but give me the definitive better options that the Giants will have to hire as a head coach.
I think I would probably want Gruden more myself.
Really?
I do.
Why?
I think I would. I just,
he was god awful the last time he came back.
I know. I feel like Belichick is. I don't know how to say this properly. I feel like he's just withering out.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning that he's just aging out. I feel like what he's projecting right now is there's no energy. There's nothing that, you know, to me that, like, is the spark out forever? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You think he doesn't love it anymore?
I don't know if he quite needs it the way that he once did. I feel like football, and again, this is a very long distance assessment, clearly. I'm not trying to be unfair to the guy. But I thought forever football was his oxygen. I'm not so sure anymore. And if that's the case...
Well, when you get a 24-year-old like that, maybe that's a little different oxygen.
Whatever oxygen you got left, you're going to get sucked out. Understood. I'm not mad at you for that. But I don't know. A couple of years ago, this would have been much more appealing. Again, I've been bringing his name up forever. So I'm not trying to trounce on his legacy or even the viability of him coming to the Giants now. I'm just not all in on it. I'm not.
You said you wanted to add something here?
I do. Because here's the thing about Belichick. Oh, geez, my headphone. Sorry. Here's the thing about Belichick. I think he would be a valuable piece to either the Jets or the Giants. I think asking him to coach is the wrong way to go about it. You have a mind like that, someone who built an organization for how many successful years, how many Super Bowls, weeks, seasons where Tom Brady wasn't good because he wasn't healthy, and they had to go other options, but, and they were still successful. You're telling me he just being in the building isn't good enough? I'm not telling you you have to offer him. He's going to get fired from that UNC job. They're going to have a buyout. He's not going to worry about the money, especially the Jets. And I know that
they said no. They didn't want him.
No,
remember the Jets turned him down foolishly.
That's right. That's why he's better for the Jets than the Giants.
No, I think it's for the Giants.
Regardless. Yeah. Either way, both teams could use him.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Hoff. So it's an interesting thought. Like the Jedi comes in and teaches the powers of the Force and elevates the whole building. I got you. But if he's not coaching, which is undeniably his best asset. Are we overstating what he's bringing to the building? Because he's never been a good personnel guy. He's never identified drafts well. So if he's not coaching, what's he doing?
Correct. It's like Phil Jackson with the Knicks.
Bingo.
Yeah.
By the way, you see Carmelo just crushing
him. I did see
that. We're going to get to that later.
Bill Parcells was a great head coach until he wasn't a great head coach. But then what did he do after that?
He went to Miami as a consultant, did nothing.
And he chose Jake Long over Matt Ryan.
Well, I mean, listen, they all can't be gold.
I mean, well, I know. I'm just saying, though, his greatest skill set is to be a head coach.
Correct.
So that's what I would bring him here to be. Now, I'd be open to Gruden as well. I'd also need to, you know, it's not going to happen, but in this hypothetical, like, I'd want to. See, it's hard for us to be put in the spot to where we got to give an opinion definitively on this. I would need to sit there and interview them. Like, if you sat in a room and interviewed Bill Belichick and then interviewed Gruden, now you could make a real decision on that. From afar, I'm going based off of the resume. I'm factoring in that both have failed more recently. Gruden, especially with the Raiders, where he was at, that was not it did not end well for him.
So it's also like the Jets job in a lot of ways. I mean, think about, you know, Carroll's a Hall of Famer. Look what he's doing there now. That Raiders job's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough.
I know, but it's also year one. I'm going to give him a little bit of time. He brought in Geno Smith, one of his guys.
But like, I'm saying when Gruden was there, like, I think we can very easily go, oh, the Jets have been bad for 15 years. Dude, Raiders are equally impotent. So,
I know, but you want to have I don't know.
Meaning, are we unfairly evaluating Gruden's run in with the Vegas Raiders? They have nothing.
No, because he still should be a program builder. I don't care the situation. Now, the program builder, whether it's Parcells, whether it's Sean Payton, whether it is, you know, whoever it may be in this particular spot, you want to talk about Gruden, they should be able to identify a situation that they could go to that they are allowed to have success, meaning that there are certain owners and landscapes. Like, I don't think anybody worth the salt is going to take the Titans job because their ownership seems to be a disaster the way that that's going.
And you probably have the wrong quarterback,
and that's just
too.
One. And for the Jets for a long time, that's been the case there as well. Like, there's no chance you were going to get Mike Vrabel because he just wouldn't, just like you wouldn't get Belichick. He left because of Woody Johnson, and he was right about that. Bill Belichick's two greatest decisions in life might have been, in fact, identifying Woody Johnson as a bad owner and identifying Tom Brady as a great quarterback. Like, that's it. That made Bill Belichick what he is. But assuming that ownership, and I think that they would have that with the Giants, can put you in a position to succeed, then it would be appealing for Gruden to come in or Belichick to come in and be allowed to have the success. I don't know the situation with the Raiders at the time, but I know that I expected it to be better than it was with Gruden.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of hype when he was brought back and he was still in Oakland at that point. I'm looking at it. So I don't know what the Raiders were. I'm just looking at John Gruden's coaching records. I don't know what the Raiders were the year before he was brought in. I know it wasn't
good. He had a good first year?
No. The first year he was 4-12.
Right.
Then they went to 7-9. Then they went to 8-8. Okay. So you're inching up. I mean, you know, I know you want to. And then 3-2 when he resigned in week 5.
Right. And then they won more with the dude that took over. I forget his name, right? Wasn't that the interim head coach that everybody started falling
in love with? I don't have that in front of me. But I know, listen, you're not going to have a parade float when you go from 4-7-8 wins.
Versace,
and then 3-2.
Yeah, Rich
Versace, that's right. Yeah. But there was, I mean, there was evidence without a real quarterback, without, without a real roster. I mean, look at the Raiders now. All I'm saying is I think that Gruden, for me, John Gruden still has appeal, and so does Belichick. But the problem is because Gruden's legal situation, I think he'd probably be more flexible to coming in without full autonomy. Mm-hmm. I don't think Belichick is. And again, separating the coaching from the team building, which I've never really thought Belichick was particularly good at building a roster, and that's documentable. If he wants the whole reign, I'm not giving it to him. I don't think he's earned that, Bill Belichick, at this point, for the Giants or for anybody.
Right, but then maybe you don't end up with him. I think that they're in a spot where I would take the chance myself. I think it's worth the risk going out there saying, you know what, you need Belichick to try to turn this thing around. What's the worst that could happen? Okay, a couple years, doesn't work out. You move on, hire somebody else. Now you're saying, well, you'd be wasting Jackson Dart. I think it would be worth the chance. And I also got to see what are the other options out there? Gruden? Can you get Tomlin? Is John Harbaugh going to be available? Are you going to go with Brian Flores or another coordinator? Like, let me see Lane Kiffin. Like, give me all the options, a list of all the possible options. And then from there, I would make my decision. But obviously, they got to interview these guys and make their decision.
And the ultimate point is, you know, and all due respect, the earlier you start, the better jump you get on the other teams are going to be looking to do the same thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.